This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. Tomorrow is primary day here in Massachusetts, and there are a number of races that voters will be weighing in on. And that includes Massachusetts' 1st District, where longtime incumbent Richard Neal is facing a primary challenge from Holyoke Mayor Alex Morse. We invited both to come on the show today. Congressman Neal declined our invitation, but we did catch up with Mayor Morse earlier this afternoon, and I asked him why he believes voters should give up the seniority and influence that Congressman Neal, who chairs the House Ways and Means Committee, offers to constituents.
There's an urgency to this moment that Congressman Neal is unable to grasp, and Richard Neal has power as chair of the House Ways and Means Committee. But he's not using that power for the people and places of Western Massachusetts. He's using that power to benefit the corporations of special interests that have invested millions of dollars in his campaign over the last 30 years. And when it comes to healthcare, the climate crisis, the influence of money in politics, racial and immigrant justice, Congressman Neal falls short on every one of those challenges. And not only is Western Massachusetts forgotten about by Boston, it's incredibly forgotten about by Washington, D.C., and folks like Congressman Neal that have spent over three decades in Washington and have forgotten where they come from. And I'm running for Congress.
Mayor Morse?
Yep.
What are some of the specific issues that separate you from Congressman Neal for the voters?
Yeah, so, I mean, first and foremost, even in the middle of this pandemic, Congressman Neal is unable to grasp why healthcare should be a fundamental human right. After taking millions of dollars from big pharmaceutical companies, he still opposes Medicare for all. And I'm a strong supporter of a single-payer healthcare system and believe healthcare should be a fundamental human right. Congressman Neal is the only member of the Massachusetts congressional delegation that refuses to sign on to the Green New Deal while he continues to take thousands of dollars from the fossil fuel industry. Congressman Neal continues to support the Hyde Amendment and still sees abortion through a lens of morality, not as an issue of health care for the people in our community. And we're also very different on the influence of money in politics. While Congressman Neal takes more money from corporations than literally any other member of the House of Representatives, I refuse to take a single dollar of money from corporate PACs. And so when I go to Washington, I'll be fighting for real people. I won't be using my power and my position to advance the interests of those corporations and special interests that have invested, again, millions of dollars in Congressman Neal's account. And on a local level,
so
Richard Neal, he may have power, but he hasn't had a single town hall in the district in nearly 3 years, and people are desperate for accessible, honest leadership.
So, Mayor Morse, let's pick up on some of those threads. The first thread would be you're saying that he disagrees with you on Medicare for All, the Green New Deal, et cetera. One of the things that your opponent has said is that the only legislation that passes is the legislation that, quote, changes our lives, end quote. In a couple of those cases, it is not inconceivable to think that it would be impossible to pass those bills as they stand. Medicare for All, for example, when even the Democratic nominee for the presidency is not in support of it. Where is the responsibility to advance legislation as a congressperson that is passable, especially in such a divided Congress where it's really hard for the House and Senate to get together on legislation?
Yeah, this is important because the question really is, I mean, what kind of Democratic Party do we want? I mean, do we want a Democratic Party that doesn't fight? I mean, we don't get what we don't fight for. And when we have Democrats like Congressman Neal that are fighting to preserve a broken healthcare system and the status quo, who convince voters and the American people that Medicare for All is impossible, that's exactly what's wrong with our democracy and exactly what's wrong with the Democratic Party. And for the first time last year, the House of Representatives had hearings on Medicare for All because we sent more progressives to Congress. And so I would sign on to Medicare for All legislation on my first day in Congress. And Richard Neal, again, preserves a status quo system. And so when we have more Democrats,
I'm sorry, but we have limited time and you're saying lots of things I want to be able to follow up on. So excuse me for interrupting you, but let's stay with that a little bit longer. So, for example, one of the other places that you criticized Congressman Neal was on the CARES Act. You have said that you would not have voted to support it. And I know you've argued in debates with the congressman that it didn't go far enough, but especially given the inability of Congress to get the next round, the HEROES Act, through the Senate, not passing the CARES Act, not supporting that, may have left no relief at all for residents and communities of your district who were devastated by the pandemic. So if you were speaking to someone right now who needed that extra support these last few months in the district, how would you justify taking the CARES Act away to make a stand for more progressive policies?
Yeah, I mean, I disagree with the framing of your question because we would have gotten a better CARES Act. I mean, this is a bill that created a $500 billion slush fund for corporations. And folks like Congressman Neal assumed that a one-time payment of $1,200 was enough for the American people. And so any bill that went to Donald Trump's desk needed to go through the House of Representatives, and it was very likely that at least one piece of legislation would do so. The problem is Congressman Neal and Democratic leadership assumed and trusted Republicans when they said, we'll do another bill. And in fact, we haven't seen that. And I have looked people in the eye, and I have had those conversations. I'm a mayor that's been in the trenches handing out computers, paying for internet for thousands of families in our community, passing out tens of thousands of meals. And unlike Congressman Neal, I'm with these families that are on the brink of bankruptcy, that can't get access to health insurance, that are struggling to put food on the table. And that's who I'll be fighting for in Washington. And I think there's this hyper-focus on bailing out corporations while the American people and workers are losing their jobs, their financial security. And so I would have, again, joined with a small group of Democrats to fight for a Better CARES Act to make sure that it bails out cities and towns and bails out people at the end of the day.
So, Mayor Morse, I want to pick up on another thread. You said earlier Congressman Neal has not held a town hall. A criticism that you faced over multiple reelection campaigns is your attendance at meetings, including the school committee and the Pioneer Valley Transit Authority. That criticism includes a recent op-ed, which was on July 30th for Mass Live, written by Richard Thoreau, a longtime member of the Pioneer Valley Transit Authority. He says in his piece, in part, I saw firsthand that he couldn't care less about the most vulnerable people in our communities. Since 2016, he has skipped 60% of the PVTA board meetings. And in previous years, when he did show up, I sat right next to him and watched him play Candy Crush on his phone instead of doing his job. How do you respond to that criticism?
Yeah, I mean, that's almost laughable to me because that's a longtime supporter of Congressman Neal. And people will say and do anything to maintain influence, particularly around people in power like Congressman Neal. And again, I'm only one of two mayors in all of Western Massachusetts that actually go to Pioneer Valley Transit Authority meetings. And when I do show up, I'm usually the lone vote, voting against fare increases, voting against rate and route cuts to folks in the Pioneer Valley. And so I will put my record on attendance and meetings against Congressman Neal's any day of the week. Again, a guy that has contempt for constituents, that doesn't show up, doesn't do town halls, and in fact has the lowest voting attendance rate of any member of Congress in Massachusetts. And the people of the district deserve someone that does show up. And unfortunately, when Congressman Neal does show up to meetings and hearings, he's using his power and his voice to vote against Medicare for All, to vote against the Green New Deal, to vote against repealing the Hyde Amendment. And it's time we have a member of Congress that, when they do show up, is actually fighting for working people.
So, Mayor Morse, I have to ask you about the letter from the College Democrats at UMass Amherst, and I know they did just publish an apology. That letter claimed that you made some students uncomfortable in your role as a guest lecturer, and I want to note no specific allegations were ever made, and additional reporting has sparked investigations into the matter, including the state's party involvement with the group. I don't want to rehash the whole story, but I want to ask you, how did you feel when you first heard about those complaints?
Yeah, to be very honest, I'm human. So it was an incredibly difficult couple of days when this first came to light. And so when I did get a letter from the College Democrats that had suggested that I may have made a student feel uncomfortable, I was honest and said, you know, I honestly am not aware and unfamiliar, but if I made someone feel uncomfortable, then I want to honor that and speak to that. And then, you know, come to find out a few days later that no one was in fact uncomfortable, and there were folks actually involved that were deliberately trying to harm our campaign and curry favor with Congressman Neal in coordination with the Massachusetts Democratic Party. And so it was, this is exactly what people don't like about politics and our democracy, is the politics of personal destruction on the brink of defeating one of the most powerful Democrats in Washington. And frankly, it's why people turn away from the process altogether. And so I appreciate the apology from the UMass Democrats, but I want to turn the page and focus on this election and getting out the vote and winning tomorrow and sending unbought representation to Washington.
So, Mayor Morse, before we move on, I just want to note we don't yet know all the details. The investigations are still ongoing, and we don't necessarily know that no one was uncomfortable, but that's the only part of what you just said that I just need to push back on to make sure we're clear on the record. I do want to ask you, we spoke with you shortly after the revelations came out about the illnesses and deaths from COVID-19 at the Holyoke Soldiers Home. And you were critical in revealing what was going on there and pushing the state to take action. And as a result of that, I wanted to ask you, with that in mind, why do you feel your work as the mayor of Holyoke is now complete and it's time to move on to another office?
The work is never complete. And that's exactly why I'm running for Congress, is that as a mayor on the ground for 9 years, working amidst a broken federal healthcare system, a federal budget where 60% of our discretionary budget goes to war and defense in the Pentagon, and less than 5% goes to public education and transportation, and creating a healthcare system that values folks with mental illness in addiction. There is only so much mayors can do on the local level to fundamentally change outcomes for the people we represent. And so the work is far from finished. And that's exactly why I want to run for Congress and represent Holyoke and Springfield and the other 85 cities and towns in Washington.
And that's Holyoke Mayor Alex Morse, Democratic candidate for Massachusetts 1st District. Mayor Morse, thanks so much for your time today.
Yep. Thank you for having me.